Surah Yasin. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Yasin, I swear by the Quran, which is full of wisdom, that you are indeed one of the Rasuls who are sent on a straight way. The Quran is revealed by the Almighty, the Merciful, so that you may warn a people whose forefathers were not warned, hence they are unaware. In fact, the word has been proven true against most of them who are arrogant, so they do not believe. Since they have chosen to neglect our revelations, we have thus put yokes round their necks, right up to their chins, so their heads are raised up. And we have put a barrier in front of them and a barrier behind them, and then we have covered them over so they cannot see. It is the same for them whether you warn them or warn them not. They will not believe. You can only warn those who follow the reminder and fears the Compassionate, though they cannot see him. To such people give good news of forgiveness and a generous reward. Surely we shall resurrect the dead. We are recording all that they are sending ahead and that they are leaving behind. We have recorded everything in an open ledger. Narrate to them the example of the people of a certain town to whom the Rasuls came. At first we sent them two Rasuls, but when they rejected both, we strengthened them with a third, and they all said, "Surely we have been sent to you as Rasuls." But the people replied, "You are but humans like us. The Compassionate has revealed nothing. You are surely lying." They said, "Our Rabb knows that we have indeed been sent as Rasuls towards you, and our only duty is to convey his message plainly." The people replied, "We regard you as an evil omen for us. Desist, or we will either stone you or you will receive from us a painful punishment." They said, "Your evil omens lie within yourselves. Do you say this because you are being admonished? Indeed, you are a nation of transgressors." In the meantime, a man came running from the remote part of the city and said, "O my people, follow these Rasuls, follow the ones who ask no reward of you and are rightly guided." It would not be justifiable on my part if I do not worship him who has created me and to whom you shall be brought back. Should I take other gods besides him? If the Compassionate should intend to harm me, their intercession will avail me nothing, nor will they be able to save me. If I do so, I would indeed be in manifest error. Surely I believe in your Rabb, so listen to me. Consequently, they killed that man, and it was said to him, "Enter paradise." He exclaimed, "Would that my people knew that what I know. How my Rabb has granted me forgiveness and included me among the honored ones." After that, we did not send any army against his people from heaven, nor was it necessary to do so. It was nothing but a single blast, and they all became extinct. Alas, my bondsmen, whenever there came to them a Rasul, they mocked at him. Do they not see how many generations we have destroyed before them who will never return to them, while each one of them will be brought before us on the day of judgment? The dead land may serve as a sign for them. We give it life and produce from it grain for them, which they eat. We also produce from it gardens with date palms and vines, and we cause springs to gush forth from it, so that they may enjoy the fruits thereof. It was not their hands that made all this. Should they not then give thanks? Glory be to Allah, who created all things in pairs, the plants of the earth, mankind themselves, and other living things which they do not know. Another sign for them is the night, when we withdraw the daylight from it, and behold, they are in darkness. The sun runs its course. This course is predetermined for it by the Almighty, the All-Knowing. As for the moon, we have designed phases for it till it again becomes like an old dry palm branch. Neither it is possible for the sun to overtake the moon, nor for the night to outstrip the day. Each floats along in its own orbit. Another sign for them is how we carried their race through the flood in the laden ark. And similar vessels we have made for them on which they ride. If we want, we can drown them, and they will have no helper to save them, nor can they be rescued. Except through our mercy, and unless we prolong their lives for a while. When it is said to them, have fear of that which is before you and that which is behind you, so that you may receive mercy, they pay no heed. Whenever any sign from the revelations of their Rabb comes to them, they turn away from it. Whenever they are asked, spend out of what Allah has given you, the disbelievers say to the believers, should we feed those whom Allah can feed himself if he so chooses? You are quite obviously in error. Further, they say, when will the promise of resurrection come to pass if what you say is true? In fact, what they are waiting for is a single blast which will seize them while they are yet disputing among themselves in their worldly affairs. Then neither will they be able to make a will, nor be able to return to their families. Then a trumpet shall be blown, and behold, they will rise up from their graves and hasten to their Rabb. They will say, oh, woe to us! Who has raised us up from our graves? They will be told, this is what the Compassionate had promised, and true was the word of the Rasuls. It will be no more than a single blast, and then they will all be gathered before us. On that day, no soul will suffer the least injustice, and you shall be rewarded according to your deeds. Surely on that day, the residents of paradise will be busy with their joy. They and their spouses will be in shady groves, reclining on soft couches. They will have all kinds of fruit, and they will get whatever they call for. They will be greeted with the word Salam from the Lord of Mercy. While to the sinners he will say, get aside today, you criminals. Did I not enjoin you, O children of Adam, not to worship Shaitan, who is your open enemy, and that you should worship me, which is the right way? Yet in spite of this, he has led a great number of you astray. Didn't you have common sense? This is the hell of which you were repeatedly warned. Now, enter in it this day, because you persistently rejected the truth. On that day, we shall seal their mouths, while their hands will speak to us, and their feet will bear witness to all their misdeeds. Had it been our will, we could surely have blotted out their eyes and let them run about groping for the way. Then how could they see? And had it been our will, we could have nailed them to the ground. Then neither could they move forward nor retrace their steps. Those to whom we grant long life, we reverse their nature. Don't they understand anything from this? We have not taught him poetry, nor does it behoove him. This is nothing but a reminder and a plain Quran to warn those who are alive and to establish the charge against the disbelievers. Do they not see that among the other things which our hands have fashioned, we have created cattle which are under their domination? We have subjected these animals to them, that they may ride on some and eat the flesh of others. In them there are other advantages and drinks for them. Should they not then be grateful? Yet they have taken other gods besides Allah, hoping to get their help. But they do not have the ability to help them, yet their worshippers stand like warriors ready to defend them. Let not their words grieve you. Surely we have knowledge of all that they conceal and all that they reveal. Does not man see that we created him from a sperm? Yet he stands up as an open adversary. He starts making comparisons for us and forgets his own creation. He says, who will give life to bones that have been decomposed? Tell them, he who has created them for the first time will give them life again. He is well versed in every kind of creation. It is he who produces for you the spark from the green tree to kindle therewith your own fires. Does he who has created the heavens and the earth have no power to create the like thereof? Of course he does. He is the skillful creator. Whenever he intends a thing, he needs only to say, be, and it is. Glory be to him in whose hands is the kingdom of all things, and to whom you shall all be brought back.